Next on Speak Up.
Yes.
But you're saying that doesn't mean that you haven't forgiven.
It does not mean.
You just put up that boundary afterwards.
It just means you can't go back for the potential hurt.
Because I think forgiveness and trust, these are two different things.
I get it.
I guess it all depends what happened.
It all starts right now.
81% of parents don't think dating violence is a problem.
Right.
What you're going through, you think you're the only one that's ever gone through this.
It is not always well. Sex is not the sin, and sex is not the problem.
You know, address the elephant in the room. Don't miss that opportunity.
I think as women, we have a lot of things to do. We multitask, so that's why we have to control.
Every one of us has a hurtful event perpetrated by someone who mattered in our lives. And for many of us, that hurt simply will not go away. Whether it's a spouse who was unfaithful, a parent who let you down as a child, or a friend who shared something in confidence, we all must face the question of whether or not and how to forgive. Studies have found that the act of forgiveness can reap huge rewards for your health, lowering the risk of your heart attack, improving cholesterol levels and sleep, reducing pain and blood pressure, and even lowering levels of anxiety, depression, and stress. But while forgiveness may sound good in theory, in practice, forgiveness can sometimes seem impossible. If you want to know what forgiveness is and what it is not, stay with us. That's what we will speak up about. Some people have different ideas of what forgiveness really is and what it's not.
You think it's letting somebody off the hook for what they did for you.
That's right.
Did to you. They think, if I forgive them, then I'm letting it go. I'm releasing them from feeling guilty about what they did to me. And I like the intro because forgiveness is not about them. It's about you.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, you don't forgive someone for their own benefit, but it's actually for your benefit.
Like the intro said, relieves the stress, the anxiety, the depression. Mm-hmm. Because half the time, you're the one walking around getting sick. The other person has gone on about their business, is sleeping well, eating well,
They don't even know sometimes that you're upset. They have done something to you.
One thing is for sure, I will not go back for more.
For
more of whatever it is that hurt me. Uh-huh. So it is, just like you said, it's about me. I may not even change the way I'm dealing with you, but I will not be exposing myself again to be hurt by you. And I try to do that same thing with me. If I hurt somebody and they don't want to be in touch with me I will respect that.
But what if the person really changed and will not do it again? Would you not give them a second chance?
I tend not to because it might be that's my temperament or a self-yes.
But you're saying that doesn't mean that you haven't forgiven.
It does not mean.
You just put up that boundary afterwards.
It just means you can't go back for the potential hurt.
Because I think forgiveness and trust, these are two different things.
I get it.
I guess it all depends what happened. You know,
that's true.
The level of something. Like, for instance, if somebody has been, abused as a child growing up and by an uncle or a family member or a teacher, whoever, that is a big issue. And, the person may forgive but may not want to be close to that person or may not trust that person.
Right. I know someone wherein I have forgiven them. And when I see them, I always speak to them and greet them. But I won't go out of my way to call them and to buddy up with them because they have the tendency to do it again. So I've forgiven them because, hey, this is what happened. All right, let's put it away.
You're not going to resent that.
But they have the tendency to do it again. And I'm like, well, Liza Sarah, I really don't want to sign up for the do it again thing.
Right.
So I really don't want to sign up for that.
So does it mean that the trust now between you and your friend has been broken, and could that not be restored?
Repaired? I think it all depends how much you want to invest on that relationship.
Right. And how much the person also wants to invest. If they are willing and they realize, and you also, depending again on what happened, then I've seen beautiful stories of reconciliation, of friends, become even closer after.
Right.
Because at one point, actually, being able to talk about these things and talking about what really happened and what hurt you, sometimes can bring you closer to the person. If the person is willing to admit and say, really didn't mean to.
Some people do not have the capacity to move beyond what they did wrong. So the person who did the wrong sometimes unfortunately, that's who they are. Sometimes this is how they operate. This is how they behave. So and they may not even see that, oh, I did something wrong or I have a problem or my personality leans towards being rude or whatever. And if that's who they are, okay.
Thanks. But you don't need them.
But that doesn't mean you need to carry
There's no need for me to carry unforgiveness. It's just that this is who you are. I see it. That's okay, buddy. I'll catch you down the road.
I don't have to like... I catch you down the road? I can't give it back?
No. I mean, when I see you, I'll say hi. No problem. But to put that person in my inner space again only puts me at risk for her. I forgive you. No problem. But you can't come in the inner
space. So you're setting boundaries. You may forgive,
but
you're setting a certain boundary because...
I have to be healthy. Know,
yeah. Unless that person regains your trust again in some way. And that I've seen that happen as
that
well.
I guess each person really differs because that happened to me. A very close friend of mine betrayed me. And it hurt me so much because I trusted that person and he broke that trust.
That's rough.
But I chose to forgive him. It doesn't mean that I was not hurt by forgiving him. I was still hurting. And it took me years to erase that pain. And even at this moment,
if you think
I can
of
still,
it.
Yes, I can still remember the pain, but it's not, it doesn't hurt me as much, but it's painful memory, but it doesn't hurt my heart. Like, I've gone through it. I've been through it. I'm okay. I've forgiven him. I accepted him. I trust him
so
now.
So forgiveness doesn't mean that you're going to forget or totally that disappears from your memory. No, you will remember
it's still there.
You know, there and it's painful, but it's not as deep.
She just said something good. I have peace now. So maybe forgiveness brings about a certain level of peace.
Because I found closure.
Yeah.
Right.
Some people will carry that in their lives and they are bitter about it. And I have issues with people in the past. And if I start to talk about it, I get animated. Yeah. I get angry.
Those
emotions come back. That does not mean that I am dwelling in those feelings. You know, yes, I forgive you. And I passed on, the feelings of bitterness that I felt at the time. Mm-hmm. But of course, if I start talking about it again, I'm going to tell it like it is. And it will seem that I am not forgiven. But no, I'm okay inside. Mm-hmm. So we need to give people this benefit of the doubt. You know, you're dealing with that. You have that peace.
Yes.
Good for
but
you.
Let's remember, when we're talking a lot about giving forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. How about forgiving yourselves,
well,
right?
Well, that, and we're all going to need it at some point.
Yeah. That's true.
Going to need to be forgiven at some point, probably more than once.
That's true.
That's very true. Well, today we have a guest that will help us understand a little bit more the importance of forgiveness and how to forgive. Our guest is Dr. David Salachek. He's a professor at the Theological Seminary at Andrews University and a specialist in this area. Dr. Salachek, thank you for being with us. You heard many different ideas and experiences about forgiveness. Can you tell us why is it so hard to forgive?
Well, one of the reasons that it's hard to forgive is that we don't understand that we have all been recipients of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And when we don't understand that and what it's really about, it makes it very challenging. Mm-hmm. For example, it's true that forgiveness does have a positive impact on our physical health, our emotional health, our social well-being. Mm-hmm. But that's not our primary motivation for forgiveness, that it's not about me. You know, the Bible says that we're to be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God, for Christ's sake, forgave us. So the essence of our motivation is that we've been forgiven.
Mm-hmm. So once we receive that forgiveness, then we can be in a better position to say, who am I not to forgive, right? So that is the motivation. We'll need to take a short break, but when we return, my Speak Up friends will join us to ask some more questions for Dr. Salachek. Don't go away. We are speaking up about forgiveness, and Dr. Salachek is helping us today. So, Dr. Salachek, tell us a little bit more. What really is forgiveness, and what is it not?
Well, forgiveness is extending grace, and it is acknowledging that there is a debt that is owed me, but I am no longer going to demand payment of that debt.
Yeah, that's
releasing someone of the debt. Very similar to what happened in Matthew 18.
The story of, okay. Yes. So what is it not? Some people think that every time you forgive someone, you need to go back to that relationship, you need to have reconciliation, you need to
or that you're condoning as if nothing happened. Condoning. That you're condoning what was done. And I don't think that's what forgiveness necessarily is.
Yeah, it's not. It's, you know, there is a sense you were talking earlier about forgive and forget. And when I release someone, you know, their sins are cast into the sea of forgetfulness. But it doesn't mean that what you did is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't mean that it's easy to forgive.
It's hard work, isn't it?
It's a process. It's a journey many times. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to understand that when a person has been deeply hurt, particularly if it's a very deep hurt, mm-hmm. the pain, we don't like to live in that pain.
Right.
You know, we want to put that away and we want to pretend it didn't happen. And and so sometimes we need to begin forgiveness process by embracing the pain. This is what really happened.
Mm-hmm. So that is not easy for you to face that pain and to... It's kind of like you're reliving.
I have to let myself feel it again in order to allow Jesus to come into that place as a healer. And to see that he is good, but another thing that's really important is that you commented on it. There, but for the grace of God, go I.
You
know, that it's not just I am the offended one, but I'm also the offender.
Because there's coming a day where we're going to need the same forgiveness. From really somebody that's been asked of us, or not even, because sometimes forgiveness happens wherein the person never asked us for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. But we still need to extend that forgiveness.
Yeah.
So how does holding on to this unforgiveness, this resentment, impact somebody's health?
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of good research from the University of Wisconsin and Madison about that. And for example, the Adverse Childhood Experiences study. I mean, all those studies show that if I don't share my story, if I don't talk about it, if I hold on to the bitterness, anger, and resentment, biochemically in my body, there are changes. My sweat is different. Mm. You know, my brain chemistry is different.
Even your heart rate too, right?
All of that is different. And so it sets me up for all kinds of physical disease.
Like depression, in terms of mental health, anxiety.
It does. Or you know, chronic bitterness or chronic, you know, even fear. I mean, all of those things are there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just the physical part, but also the emotional part and the social part. If I hold on to bitterness, I'm going to be less open to relationships.
You know, I'm going to be afraid all the time that I'm going to be hurt and then close myself up, too tight boundaries.
Yeah. Right? Or be unnecessarily mean.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You could be unnecessarily mean because when you go into a new situation, it is just that, a new situation, a new person, a new experience. But if unforgiveness is trailing you, then you could be treating that new person like the old person or the old
And how does that impact the family if there is unforgiveness in a family? How does that impact the family?
Well, in a family, you know, God's ideal is that we're open to one another, that we don't hide from one another, that, you know, and so when we're hurt in a family situation, that's whether it's a personal family or even a church family, we're going to then start hiding again. We're going to start being less open. We're going to be less transparent. And so what happens in relationships then is there's a subtle distancing between people in the relationship.
And communication can be
breaks down. And so all of that happens. Or we get into very dysfunctional kinds of communication patterns where we project our anger onto someone because of what they did. And that just creates messes in relationships.
You mentioned God's ideal. We are living in a world that is far from being ideal. When do we have to know to make the difference between forgiving someone who has been a repeated offender and then having to sever that relationship so you won't be... Because according to what you said, self-preservation is very important. You forgive someone, so you also won't go through all the stresses, biological stresses. Well, what if that person, that relationship that you have is causing those biological stresses? Wouldn't it be better to sever that relationship instead of being on the always forgiving? I forgive you today, tomorrow, and the day after. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about that?
We can. And I want to begin the conversation by taking us to Jesus, for example. when he forgave us on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Mm-hmm. It wasn't something that he just jumped into at that moment. God's love is integrated with forgiveness. Forgiveness and love cannot be separated. Mm-hmm. And so God, it always has forgiveness in his heart. There's not a time that he doesn't forgive. However, there are consequences that come mm-hmm. with any person's actions
right.
that God acknowledges
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
he created us as creatures of free will. Mm-hmm. And so if there are instances where to open myself up again to a person would enable them to continue their misbehavior, then my motivation, and I want, this is so important, it's not about me
mm-hmm.
protecting myself primarily. From a Christian viewpoint, a Christian worldview, it's really about what's best for them.
Mm.
And in God's economy, what's best for them is also going to be best for me. But my primary motivation is it's not about me, because God's primary motivation in forgiving us is it wasn't about him. He wanted to restore and reconcile us to himself. And he's given us now the ministry of reconciliation.
So in other words, what you're saying is when you sever that relationship, maybe you don't allow that person
right.
to abuse you. You're right. actually thinking of that person.
Right.
It's not like I want to protect myself, but I want to make it less likely that you will offend me again.
So, I mean, there are primary and secondary motivations, you know, and I'm just trying to take us to the core biblical view about
high road. Take the high road.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes sense because, of course, ultimately we will all benefit. We will benefit. But you're also helping that person. Perhaps, you know, that boundary will help mm-hmm. that person be less likely to, again, sin or misbehave.
True.
Well,
yeah.
and Jesus said it this way. He said, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
That's
what makes you children of your Father in heaven. That's
Amen.
What makes you different from people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think as Christians, we need to have a different worldview, even about forgiveness, that I can, you know, my heart's open to my enemy because I see that I am capable of doing the same thing. I'm not forgiving
That's
from
true.
Up here,
That's
you know,
true.
Down
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah, I'm
you know,
giving you a gift.
At the foot of the cross, we're all equal.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been offenders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we all have been in need of forgiveness. And therefore, you know, my heart is open to you, even though it risks the possibility that you might hurt me again.
How about forgiving ourselves? You're talking about forgiving others, but that oftentimes is even harder, isn't it?
It really is harder. And what I like to suggest to people who, you know, who struggle to forgive themselves is, okay, God has forgiven you. Do you believe that? They mostly say, yes, I know he has. I've asked him to, but I can't forgive me. And so really then, are you saying that you know better how to judge yourself than God does?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I try to help them see the arrogance of holding on to unforgiveness.
What would you say would be two things they can do to be able to forgive then, either others or themselves?
Okay. First of all, to know that I have been a recipient of forgiveness is so important.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that is one of the most important things. And then to acknowledge that God is at work in my life, reconciling me to himself continually. Therefore, I am able then to take what I have received and then give it out to
someone
else.
And this may take time. It may not be an instant thing.
That's right. It's a journey.
Everybody's in a journey.
We have to go back over the steps. We have to go into the journey back and mm-hmm. forth because, you know, self does tend to come up and we tend to take control again and we have to then, you know, move into that forgiveness all over again.
Thank you, Dr. Salacek. For more information, visit our website, hopetv.org/speakup. There you'll find resources and you'll be able to download our Speak Up notes on forgiveness. This is an easy resource that you can use and you can share with your friends and family. Did you find this conversation helpful? Then let us know. We would love to hear from you. Send your comments and your questions on Facebook. We will be right back from the break and the Word of God will speak up on this issue. We're speaking up about forgiveness. And ladies, what did you think about our conversation?
I think it was great. And I personally appreciate how much Dr. Sedlacek focused on the Bible
and what God was saying and doing.
Because forgiveness is a matter of the heart. I mean, we can process things in our head. But man, when it gets to the heart of it, it's so hard. And so what else or who else but Jesus can take us to the next point of forgiveness?
I feel it's a supernatural attribute, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I did it right, but I always focused on prevention when I was raising my kids. So I always said, you know, yes, we can always ask for forgiveness, but think before you do it.
Right.
Don't use, you know, oh, I'm sorry
as an easy way to get away with something
mm-hmm. that you do. And mm-hmm. then, and up until this day, I want to live by the rule. But it's hard for me to turn around and say, I'm sorry I hurt you. Usually when I hurt you, it's because I really meant it. Mm-hmm. And because I want to live by the rule of not starting the fight or the, you know, to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very hard topic for me.
And that was a very real thing you said, that if I hurt you, it's because I meant it. And that may sound harsh, but I do get what you're trying to say, is that you're just trying to do what you say, you know. And though it's hard, you're just like, listen, man, I'm not trying to be, you know, halfway. This
you
is
know
what
what's
it
interesting?
Is.
Yeah, I was reading a research study on this, and it said that when people are able to realize that we live in a world where people are not perfect and people mess up.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They are more willing to forgive. And that makes sense with our worldview as Christians. We understand that it's not that person or, you know, male, female, friend, husband that is done this. There's actually a world where there's war going on. There's good and evil. There are people being influenced by the enemy of God, you know, and there's sin in the world. Mm-hmm. And so when we realize that we also mess up. And we have received forgiveness freely, as Dr. Sedlacek mentioned. How are, you know, much easier it is for us to then extend that forgiveness for us.
I think another time it's hard is when somebody comes to you and says, you know, you did this and it hurt me and I don't understand, or I was offended. And in your mind, you're thinking,
What did I do?
How did that hurt you? Yeah. And we've got to remember that what hurts other people, we may not have felt that or had that reaction, but it hurt them.
It may hurt them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's important. And, you know, the other thing he said, very important, is that it is hard work. Mm-hmm. But it's also a decision, isn't it? People have to be willing. You can't force people into forgiveness and say, oh, but you have to forgive. It's like everyone has to come to the point of saying, okay, I think I'm ready now, or I'm willing, I want to. But if you don't, then you can ask God, and God can make you willing.
Right. It's definitely not easy. It doesn't mean when I forgive someone, I condone their actions or it takes away my pain. Pain is still there. It will linger, but eventually it gets easier if you allow God to work in you. And I kept thinking to myself, how can I not forgive someone when God forgave me? Right. God died for me. How can I not forgive him? And he's only one person. God died for everyone.
Yeah.
That was like, it's easy for me. God, that was a big load
on him. Something
without
us deserving it. Mm-hmm. So what does the Bible have to say about that?
Well, the Bible talks about forgiveness from cover to cover. I mean, forgiveness happened from the Garden of Eden all the way down to Revelation.
Yeah.
You know, and then we still have forgiveness that is to come. Mm-hmm. So the Lord himself forgave from day one all until when he comes back, he'll still exert forgiveness. But the Bible does have a lot to say about it. And Jacera, if you can.
And of course, I'm the one to read this verse, right? Yeah. And now this is, I will read it from Ephesians 4:31-32, and I will read it to myself.
That's all right.
Get rid of all bitterness.
All of us needed.
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, or animosity, for instance, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And we have to remember, it's beautiful, but it's also true.
And it's hard work.
And hard work.
It is hard work.
A lot of prayer.
But it's possible.
A lot of prayer.
But it's possible.
Yeah. Yes.
But it is. Yeah. Well, that's beautiful, because as we know, it's not only we will extend this to people, but we will benefit spiritually, physically, mentally, with all the research that's showing, we will actually, in the end, have a less risk of dying prematurely if we do. But that is not our motivation. Our motivation truly is the end of that verse where it says, as Christ has forgiven you. So it's what we can do for others. We learned today that forgiveness is a choice. Although it's not an easy work, it is a possible work with God's help. If you are struggling to forgive someone or to forgive yourself, remember, God has already paid the price for all the wrong that has been done in this world. The wrong done to you and the one done by you. Don't carry this heavy burden of resentment and of bitterness in your heart. He offers his forgiveness and he calls you to forgive others just as he has forgiven you. Ask him and he will help you release this heavy burden of resentment from your heart. If you would like prayer, our prayer partners are available to pray with you. Call 1-888-446-7388. Also send us your story, your comments, or maybe you have questions about this. We are available on Facebook, and we will be glad to add you to our prayer list if you would like. Remember to visit our website for more resources and download our Speak Up notes on forgiveness. You can then share them with your friends and family. We will see you next time to speak up on issues that matter for your whole health and your happiness.